Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back to the show. 36 minutes after the hour, this is The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, as he does each and every Wednesday, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, so much continues to happen. College sports has changed so much. We might be, or we probably are, in the midst of another big change with everything going on with the Big 12 and Oklahoma and Texas. Saw this story this morning and thought, man, that's going to be perfect to talk to Mark about. Sources on ESPN saying Big 12, Pac-12 commissioners meet to discuss potential strategic partnership. Are they pooling their resources trying to take down the evil SEC?
Well, it's an interesting time right now. And, Brady, have you ever been at a lived anywhere where they had earthquakes? You ever felt that before?
No.
Well, yeah, having lived on the West Coast for a while, I'll never forget the first time it happened. There's something very unsettling when you're standing on the ground. The one thing that we count on to be there all the time, and it begins to move. That's the sensation we're having right now in college athletics, because what we saw last week, and I was kind of out of pocket last week. I was off the grid for a while, and at one point, my cell way up in the mountains, all of a sudden, I stepped on a exact spot where I got cell signal for a moment. My phone blew up, and I began to look down and hearing about the Oklahoma-Texas thing, and I was kind of surprised, wasn't shocked by it, but that was the first salvo that was fired, and it's going to continue. I talked with an administrator in the NCAA that I worked with years ago just this morning, and I said, what do you think? And he says, man, it is moving. It is shaking. There are reverberations everywhere, and right now everybody on the individual college campuses on the top level of college athletics are trying to figure out. It's kind of like that game of musical chairs. When the music stops, you want to make sure you're in a very good position. That's what everyone's jockeying for right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just wild. We've talked about so many changes in such a short time with the transfer portal, with the name, image, and likeness, and of course now with this with conference realignment, what's going to happen? Mark, I had talked to a guy, Andrew Bogish of CBS Sports joined me last week and talked about, you know, the dream that college sports would have, or his dream, I suppose, of just four massive conferences, 16 teams per conference. You just go four big ones. The rest get left out. The rest are some kind of D1, Part B. Do you think that's where we're headed, actually? Now you're talking Pac-12, Big 12, at least talking about what they can do.
Right.
Do you think we're headed in that direction?
I don't think there's any question about it. I've told this story many times, and I've told it on your show. Back in 1997, I'm standing at a practice field in Bloomington Normal, Illinois, at Illinois State. Todd Berry, who's now the president of the American Football Coaches Association, and I are talking. And he laid this out. He said, this is where it's going. Now, at that time, he said, I can guess in probably 20 years. Now, we're beyond that, so it's taken longer than Todd speculated at that point in time. But he said to me, he said, this is where it's going. And I've been, you know, kind of re-reporting that over the years. And there were times 10, 15 years ago where people would say, you're out of your mind. And I'm like, no, it's going to happen. I'm telling you, the insiders in college athletics have always known this is where it's going to go. And so what will happen? I don't. It may be 4-16 and maybe 4-20 league conferences, and maybe 5-16, that would equal 80 teams right there. And I can see where that break, that 65-70, 75-80, somewhere in that range, breaks off, goes and takes their ball and their money and just says, the rest of you be damned, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take all the money, we're going to take all the big name teams, we're going to go do our own thing. And like I said earlier, you don't want to be left out of that. You know, if you're Colorado State or you're Wyoming or someone like that, or Nevada or Air Force, my goodness, you do not want to be left on the outside looking in that deal, because that's going to be a cold, cold place for athletic departments all around the country. But I do think that's where it ultimately is going, yes.
And that's, like you said, if you're a CSU, boy, that's tough, because maybe they're a bubble-type team that's close to being in, or a program, I should say. But if you're out, then the future is pretty unlikely if you can even afford to have Division I Class B sports anymore.
Well, what people don't understand is not only are you making money, you know, locally, so through boosters and ticket sales and apparel sales and all those kind of things, but there's money that trickles down from the NCAA to the NCAA tournament, and that's a $1 billion contract, and it trickles down to a lot, so it helps a lot of schools out there, and you're making money off that, because ultimately what this comes down to is television contracts. and let's say it's 70 or 80 schools that break off and go do their own thing. If you're on the outside looking in, what is the value of that from a television standpoint if you're not part of that enormous Power 5 BCS-level group? There's not a lot of television money that's going to trickle down to that. There's going to be some, but it's not going to be the same thing. And if you're on the outside looking in, that becomes a very difficult financial set of circumstances you're going to deal with. And I've said this to you before. That's why there was a lot of this I didn't like, because, number one, it's going to hurt a lot of opportunity out there. Because are the student-athletes at that level, whatever that new level is, going to be fine? Certainly. Are they going to make some money? Certainly. Are the institutions going to make money? Certainly they are. If you're not, and there are schools that just say, this is too difficult a hill to climb, we're going to drop college athletics, we're not going to have athletics at our institution, all of a sudden a lot of opportunities are going to go away. The other thing about this, Brady, that really bothers me, and I think the one thing, the reason I've always stayed with college athletics over the course of my career, let's just jump and start doing pro athletics, I love college athletics. I love what it represents. I love the tradition. I love the rivalries. I love the conference affiliations. I love the on-campus traditions like Ralphie running and all these kind of things. And this is going to hurt some of that. And it changes what we have always loved about college athletics. And I think that, in the end, is not going to be a good thing. I think it's inevitable. Things are going to change. There's no doubt about that. We're not going to stop that. That's right. The hay's in the barn. It's going to happen. But I don't like the direction it's going and what we're going to lose in the process of this.
So Bob Bowlsby, George Klievkoff, I think I got that. I messed it up 45 times already. The two commissioners, Big 12, Pac-12, they're getting together. They're meeting for coffee, beers, whatever. What's the conversation like? Some kind of strategic partnership is what I read. But, Mark, I mean, I'm curious to see this because I love creativity. I think COVID taught us that, all right, businesses, teamed, a lot of things, you have to get creative if you want to stay alive.
Sure.
I'm curious to see if something miraculous comes out of this.
I was on a show yesterday.
We got you, Mark.
Still got me?
Yep, still got you.
I was on a show yesterday. They asked me a similar kind of question. And I said, well, in the short term, that's going to be supremely important. Well, whatever the creativity between and Klievkoff and what they come up with and how they kind of present themselves into the networks for television money is going to be interesting and I think very important. Ultimately, I'm not sure it really matters, because if we are talking about this separation or divorce from the NCAA, and then it's going to rework everything anyway here down the road in a year or two, whatever that ultimately happens. And so the near term, important, yes. The long term, it's probably less important, because ultimately that new organization is going to have a new set of rules and a new set of expectations and a new set of negotiations that go on with television networks, ESPN and ABC and Fox and everybody else, and they'll have new deals. And so in the short term, everyone is trying to find that spot that ultimately will change here. Down the road, like I said, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is.
Now, I don't think this is, I mean, people are going to watch football. We're excited about it. This year's going to be fantastic. I know everybody's ready to go. But, Mark, don't you get this, like, feeling of, there's going to be games and all these battles, but with all this looming over the top of us, does it all really matter? Because the conference realignment, rivalries, all this is going to be set up. Everything's getting ready to change. Is there that kind of that impending doom feeling in the pit of your stomach, or is that just me?
Well, no, I agree with you. I mean, having Thanksgiving dinner when the divorce papers have already been signed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows what's coming. Everyone knows this is the end, but we're going to do the best we can. We'll put a smile on our face. We're going to enjoy the games, no doubt about that. We're going to enjoy the pageantry and all the college athletics has to bring. But ultimately, when it's all said and done, I mean, think of the Bedlam game this year. And I don't know if it's, if they're playing it down in Texas, I'm assuming so. If they're playing down the Cotton Bowl and they got that game down there, think of that game, knowing full well that Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are not going to play in that regard ever again as conference rivals. I'm sure they're going to play, but they're not going to play in the same circumstances they have been. And so, yeah, it's just got kind of a weird feel to it. Like I said, the divorce papers have been signed, but we're all going to celebrate the holidays.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. I mean, that's just this feeling I get. You know, we're daily talking about, can CU make some noise in the Pac-12? Can CSU survive? Do something big in the Mountain West Conference? And at the end of the day, it's right. Like, is Boise State going to leave the conference, go to the Big 12? Is the Big 12 even going to be around? And then we're going to get this massive conference where the Pac-12 merges. And it's I tell you what, it's interesting for sure, but it's going to change. I mean, we were so sad with CU-Nebraska rivalry going bye-bye. Rivalries, as we know it, are going to change like crazy.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, I think back to my time at Syracuse when that was the first wave of this upheaval in college athletics, when everything was changing. That was in that 03, 04 range. Remember when you saw a bunch of shifting going on out there? Then that was followed then, of course, not that long later when Colorado was moving to the Pac-12 and Utah went and Nebraska went to the Big Ten and Missouri to the SEC. And so, you know, this is kind of that second or third wave now we're looking at. And, you know, we know on the back end, if you're a major program like Colorado is, you're going to end up in a nice position. Now, what that looks like at this point, I'm not sure. My crystal ball can't show me that. But, you know, it is unsettling overall for college athletics. And for, you know, somebody who's loved college athletics for my entire professional career at this level, that uncertainty is troubling, certainly.
Yeah. Well, either way you slice it, football's going to happen. We had the Pac-12 Media Days last week, of course. See you getting ready to start practice this week. And I'm excited about this one, Mark. I hope to see you down there. It sounds like we're going to do the little coaches summit thing that your guy, Mr. Plotty, puts on in Denver, where all the coaches throughout the state are going to be meeting up, Division I coaches. I love that event.
Yeah, it's a nice little event. I'm looking forward to it. I just left campus here a half hour ago. I spoke to the guys today about their media responsibilities, and I've got their first practice tomorrow, and you know, we got the kickoff lunch coming up at the 20th, and that event you're talking about downtown Brazil, I guess. And yeah, you know what? Once the calendar flips to August 1st, it's good to have a little bit of normalcy coming back. We know the college football's happening, and we can all kind of jump in, you know, with both feet. They're obviously going for about a week now down at Dove Valley, so. Yeah, it's a good time of year when you got college NFL football flying around.
Yeah, I told my producer Colfax that when August 1st hits and we have football practice going again, it's basically fall for me, Mark. I'm wearing a sweater. I'm drinking pumpkin flavored coffee. I'm all in. I'm sitting by a fire. It's 90 degrees. I don't care. It's officially fall.
Yeah, so for you folks in Greeley, weird guy wearing a sweater at 95 degrees, drinking hot coffee. That's our guy Brady.
It is a little scratchy for sure, but I'm in this now. I got to commit to it. So who's coming with me? That's what I want to know. Mark, next week, let's talk some X's and O's. Let's start looking at the Pac-12 and breaking it down.
I look forward to it. We'll see you.
All right, my man. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Packers fans, right? Oh, we got Aaron Rodgers back for the year, but he's probably gone at the end, or maybe 2 years. But even then, you could go win a Super Bowl, and you could make some history real fast. College football, it's like, CSU, yeah, you're going to go win the Mountain West. Might not even be here next year. I mean, I know that sounds extreme for me to say. I love the Mountain West. I do. I mean, I love covering these teams. But Colfax, if Boise State leaves and CSU's left in the dust, I mean, these conferences are already struggling. They're hanging. Pac-12's struggling. Imagine the Mountain West. They're struggling. I mean, just way different situations. And then the pressure is going to be on teams to, you better be rolling or you're going to get left out. I tell you, Colfax, I'm into pressure. I love that. I love watching teams go, oh, man, because it's going to fire a coach if you don't or whatever. Is this the most pressure the Colorado State Rams football team has ever been under? Because if you suck and that stadium's empty and whatever teams do get on TV, then they're not going to look at you. And I love Nico Medved in this basketball program. That's not enough to carry you unless you're winning, unless you're going to the Final Four in hoops. I mean, if Nico Medved for the next 3 years is going to like Sweet 16, you know, or at least getting into the tournament every year, March Madness. All right, maybe that can carry you. But look at the Jayhawks. Do you think the Jayhawks are going to get in one of these these Power Four? Because I do think that idea. So you were out last week, Colfax. Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports was on with us. And he said, hey, eventually we're going to get to four monster conferences. And there's 16 teams per conference. Is CSU one of those? I asked him that question. And again, I don't expect Andrew Bogish out of New York to even know where CSU is. But he did say, I think they're a bubble team. Their football team has been bad for the last 5 years. They have a beautiful stadium, but they don't fill it. Basketball's getting exciting. But is that enough? You got to leave a fresh taste in the mouth of the decision makers, right? So when they look at it and go, oh, wow, well, they hired Steve Adazio. He's a former Power 5 coach. And, well, they won 7 games in his first real year. Okay, and then basketball's good. All right. But if they're awful, well, they won three games. They beat South Dakota who? And, okay, maybe they won a Mountain West game? No. Nobody cares. It's not enough. It's just not enough. And again, when you look at the Mountain West Conference, who's carrying the conference? It's Boise State. And their basketball team's still pretty good, too. So they've got a lot of on the resume. Yeah, things are changing. And I don't. The transfer portal's wild. You know me. I'm all about this name, image, and likeness thing. I think it's great. It's been great for the station as well. It's been fun to talk to these young men. And we're working on some more unique ideas coming up. But this one here, man, this could change a lot of things. And I guess we'll see. Oklahoma doesn't realize that it's not just impacting the Big 12. It's impacting everyone. All right, wrap up hour number one when we come back. Game Beer of the Week's from Odell's Brewing in Fort Collins. Tree Shaker Mango IPA. Pick up selections from Odell's. Get it for a discount price. That's our Game Beer of the Week at On the Rocks Liquor, celebrating their 10th anniversary. That's fantastic. All right, we'll wrap up hour number one. A lot to get to. Did the Nuggets do enough? Do you want Phillip Rivers? CSU, the pressure is mounting. Do they have what it takes to get into the, to become, I suppose, relevant to the decision makers? We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.